Today's Amud is Yevamis Memchesim Abiz. We're holding on Memchesim Abiz, 8 lines from the top, by the words Tan Rabbanan. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Mekayimin Avadim She'ina Malin Divi Rabbi Yishmael. So the Braisa is discussing an interesting case. The case is discussing a person who he buys an Eved Kanani from a guy. A person, Reuven, goes and he buys an Eved Kanani from a guy. So we mentioned in the past that when a person, when Reuven buys an Eved Kanani, the halacha is that the Eved has to go through a miksas geirus process. He has to have mila, he has to have tefillah, and he becomes chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman. The shaila is what happens if Reuven buys his Eved, and the Eved, he sees the knife for the mila, and he says, wait a second, no way, I'm not doing this. So is Reuven allowed to keep him as an Eved? Is Reuven allowed to keep an Eved Kanani if he's refusing to go through with the Mila? So now, technically, we mentioned the Shita before who says that a person could convert his Eved Bal Karchai. So if you hold that a person could do Geiris, could do the Geiris Bal Karchai, so then in a Kanani, he technically, Reuven could be mal the Eved and against his will. He could tie his hands down and perform the Mila. But the Shaila is let's say he doesn't want to, or the Fida Shita is that it doesn't work, Bal Karachai, he needs to have a real Kabbalah. So what's the halacha? If he's refusing to go through with the Mila, if the Eved's refusing to go through with the Mila, is Reuven allowed to keep him as an Eved? That's the Shaila that the Braisa is discussing. So says the Braisa, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Mekayimin Avadim She'inon Malin Divi Rabbi Yishmael. The Shita of Rabbi Yishmael is that a person is allowed to keep an Eved, even though the Eved is refusing to go through with the Mila. Still, the halacha is that the person is allowed to keep such an Eved. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Aimer Ein Mekayimin. Rabbi Akiva says that no, if he's not willing to go through the Torah's process of an Eved, so then you can't keep him. You're only allowed to keep him if you're going to go through the process as outlined by the Torah. If you're not going to do the process, then you can't have him as an Eved. Now, Amar Le Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Akiva, that I'll prove it to you, that a person's able to have an Eved Kanani, even though the Eved doesn't have a Mila. Harehu Aimer, the Torah tells us that a person has to keep Shabbos, and the Torah says that not only do you have to keep Shabbos, it says also your animals have to keep Shabbos, also your servants, and the Pasuk says, V'yinafesh ben amasecha, that also your Eved has to keep Shabbos. Now we'll see soon in the Gemara that it's clear that this Pasuk is referring to an Eved that does not have a Bris Mila. It's referring to an Eved Arul. So you see that a person's able to have an Eved that's an Arul. The Torah is saying that you have to keep Shabbos, and also your Eved that's an Arul also has to keep Shabbos. So you see from the Pasuk that a person's able to have an Eved that's an Arul. How could you, Rabbi Akiva, say that a person's not allowed to have an Eved that's an Arul? It's clear from the Pasuk, from the fact that the Torah says you have to keep Shabbos, and also your Eved Arul has to keep Shabbos, that you see a person's allowed to have an Eved that's an Arul. However, Amar Lei, Rabbi Akiva responded, no, that it's true, it's possible for a person to have an Eved Arul, but he's not allowed to keep him. In this case, the Torah is discussing, is B'leikeach Eved Bein HaShmashais, it's referring to a case where Reuven bought the Eved right before Shabbos, right before Shkia, V'leihispik L'mulai, and he didn't have the chance yet to give him a Bris Mila because it was already Shabbos, HaKasav Medaber, that's what the Torah is talking about. So it's true, the person, technically, Reuven has an Eved that doesn't have a Bris Mila, but it's because he's planning on giving him the Bris Mila. He just didn't have a chance yet to give it to him. But if the Eved is refusing to get the Bris Mila, so then Ein Hachanami, Reuven is not allowed to keep him. So again, so Ein Hachanami, there is a pasuk in the Torah which is clear that it is possible for a person to have an Eved that's an Aro, but Rabbi Akiva told us in Ukimta of how we could understand the pasuk. In the Hemshech of the Amma, we're going to see two more Ukimtas, how it's possible that a person could have an Eved that is an Aro, and that could be what the pasuk's talking about. But for now, that's Rabbi Akiva's teretz, is that the pasuk is describing an Eved that a person bought right before Shabbos, Mamela, he didn't have the chance to give him a Bris Mila. But if a person has an Eved that's refusing to get a Bris Mila, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva is that a person is not allowed to keep such an Eved. Now says the Gemara, like we pointed out, that the Kuli Halma Mias, V'yinafesh Bena Mascha, is referring to Be'eved Arul Ksiv. That the Pasuk which says, V'yinafesh Bena Mascha, it's referring to an Eved that's an Arul. Even Rabbi Akiva seems to agree to that. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva from this Pasuk, He said that this pasuk is clear that the person is allowed to have an eved that's an aro. And Rabbi Akiva answered the kasha, but he didn't say that, oh no, I disagree with you that the pasuk's not talking about an eved aro. He agreed that the pasuk's talking about an eved aro. He just said it's describing a case where a person bought an eved right before Shabbos. But everyone seems to be agreeing that the pasuk is describing an eved that's an aro. And they ask the Gemara, my mashma, where do you see it from in the pasuk? How did they know that the pasuk's referring to an eved aro? So says the Gemara de Tanya, it's like it's clear from the Braisa. The Braisa shows us where you see it from in the Pasuk. The Braisa darshins that v'yinafesh ben amascha be'eved aro l'chasa medaber. The Braisa tells us that this Pasuk, v'yinafesh ben amascha, these words is describing an eved that's an aro. Says the Braisa on itself, ato oimer be'eved aro l'yine ela be'eved maho. You're saying that these words are referring to an eved aro. How do you know it's referring to an eved aro? Maybe it's referring to an eved maho, an eved that has a bris mila. To that, the Braisa says back, that no, because kishuhu oimer l'man yanuach avducha v'amascha kamaycha hare eved maho omer. So this is a different pasuk, which also says that it says on the seventh day is Shabbos, and you can't do any malacha. Ata ubincho vitecha, and the pasuk ends off l'man yanuach avdcha v'mascha kamaycha. Even your eved and your maidservant, they also have to rest like you. Harei eved mahol amr. So that pasuk's already describing an eved. So we'll assume the least chiddush. It's talking about an eved mahol. Hama ani mekayim v'yinafesh ben amascha. So then, what's the other pasuk of v'yinafesh ben amascha referring to? It must be referring to be'eved aro. It must be referring to an eved aro. So you see that even an eved aro, a person's able to have an eved aro, which again, Rabbi Kiva made a nukimta. It's talking about a case where a person bought the eved right before Shabbos, but that's how you see it from the pasuk, that it must be talking about an eved aro, because if it was talking about an eved moho, I already have a different pasuk telling me about an eved moho. It must be this pasuk is talking about an eved aro. The Braisa now just continues to darshan the pasuk which says the words v'inafesh ben amascha. It says v'inafesh ben amascha v'hager, that also the ger has a chiyuv to keep Shabbos. So what's this v'hager referring to? Says the Gemara, or says the Braisa, that v'hager is that ger taishav. A ger is referring to a ger taishav. There's two ways a guy could be a ger. Two types of ger. One's the regular type of ger, who we call a ger tzedek. A ger tzedek is a person who's mekabel on himself to keep all the mitzvahs. So then he's a ger tzedek, what we call typically a regular ger. There's also something called a ger taishav. Now it's a machlekes exactly what a ger taishav is. It's machlekes what it is. Rashi says that the ger taishav refers to a person, it's one of the shitas in the Gemara, that a ger taishav refers to a person who's mekabel on himself the isra of Avodah Zarah. A guy who's mekabel on himself that he's going to be strong in the isra of Avodah Zarah. It's anyways one of the Sheva mitzvahs, b'nei nayach, but he is mekabel on himself that he's really going to keep it. So then he's called a ger taishav. And there's certain halachis that apply to the ger taishav, but that's what Rashi describes the ger taishav as being. It's really, it's a machlaikis and avodah zarah, samach da'alum abeis, but this is what Rashi says. It's a ger that's makabal on himself not to do avodah zarah. So says the braisa, v'hager zager taishav. The ger that's referred to in the pasuk when it says that you have to keep Shabbos and also all these other people, when it says v'hager, that's referring to a ger taishav. That the ger taishav also has to keep Shabbos, a big chiddush. Big chiddush, the ger taishav has to keep Shabbos. That's someone who's kaifer b'Shabbos is as if he's oivid avodah zarah. So since the ger taishav is mekabel not to worship avodah zarah, he also has to keep Shabbos, which is a big chiddush, because b'atzim a goyish shavas is chayiv misa. Like we had the controversy in Yerushalayim, the gerus controversy with the ger that was malvolei tafal. That was the part of the sugi over there, is that a goyish shavas is chayiv misa. But still, Rashi learns that a ger who's only mekabel on himself not to do avodah zarah, he is allowed to. And he's even responsible to keep Shabbos. So says the Braisa, asking on itself, Ato Aimer Zegir Taishav. Now you're saying that the pasuk's referring to a ger taishav, ayeine ela ger tzedek. Maybe it's referring to a regular ger. Keshu aimer v'gericha asher b'sharecha hare ger tzedek amar. No, I already have that other pasuk, that second pasuk that we mentioned before. That there, the pasuk mentions v'gericha asher b'sharecha. That's talking about a ger tzedek. Hamani mekayim v'hager. So what's this other pasuk l'man yanuach that says v'inafesh ben amascha v'hager? What's v'hager referring to? Zager taishav. It must be referring to a ger taishav. That the ger taishav is that you're not allowed to have the ger taishav be mechal Shabbos. Fine, that was the braisa. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halakeach Eved min ha'Eved k'chavim, v'loi ratza lamo. Let's say a person, Reuven, buys an Eved from a guy, and the Eved doesn't want to do a bris milah. So this is Ba'atzim the case that we described, that we spoke about before. Says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that if the Eved does not want to go through with the bris, so Megalgil imay ad Yud Beis Chodesh, so we allow him to stay around for 12 months, we try to convince him to do the bris milah. Loimal, however, if after 12 months he still doesn't agree, so then Chayzer umaychrei lo'avdei k'chavim. So then, after 12 months, so then we sell him to a guy. For 12 months, you're allowed to keep him. But during those 12 months, we try to work on him to convince him to go through with the bris. If he doesn't want to, so then the Reuven has to sell him back to a guy. Now, says the Gemara that Amrua Rabbanan Kameh Rav Papa. The Rabbanan said over this Memra to Rav Papa. And Rav Papa said that Keman Delay Krebi Akiva. Or this is the Rabbanan talking. And when the Rabbanan said over this Memra to Rav Papa, so they said to Rav Papa that Luchaira, this memra doesn't fit with the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva ha'amar ein mekaymin. Rabbi Akiva's shita is that a person's not allowed to hold on to an eved that doesn't want to do a mila. And if so, how can you keep him for 12 months? This seems to be going like Rabbi Yishmael, who says that a person betzim is allowed to have an eved who doesn't want to go through with mila. Fine, the halacha is that we try to convince him, and if after 12 months he still doesn't want it, we have to sell him back. But lemaisa, you're allowed to keep him during those 12 months, according to Rabbi Akiva. You shouldn't even be allowed to keep him during those 12 months. So this memra is not like Rabbi Akiva. However, Amar Lu Rapapa, Rapapa said to the Rabbana that no, Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva, this memra could fit even within the shita of Rabbi Akiva, because Hani Mili, this that Rabbi Akiva said, Eime Kaimen, it's only Hecha Delay Paskal Amilse. It's only if he's not stopping to act like a guy. He still wants to live his life like a full guy. This is at least the first pshat that Rashi brings. That the Eved wants to live his life like a guy, like Pascha Lemilse. He doesn't want to stop living the way he was. But in a scenario where the Eved, he stopped living like a guy. He was ready to accept upon himself the mitzvahs. And then he saw the knife and he got cold feet. So then Pascha, he already stopped living as a guy, and we already see that he's somewhat interested, and in such a case, Rabbi Akiva would agree that we're allowed to hold on to him for 12 months to try to convince him to do the Mila. Because he's Batsam, someone who already showed an interest. He Batsam was interested, he got scared when he saw the knife. Fine, so then we try to work with him for 12 months, and it's only after 12 months then we set him free. But even Rabbi Akiva would agree that in such a case, a person could hold on to the Eved. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says that Amrisa l'shmeitza kameder Rav Zvid, that I sent over this shakla v'tariya to Rav Zvid, that in this teretz of Rav Papa, this chilek of Rav Papa, I sent it over to Rav Zvid minaharda, and Amar Li and Rav Zvid minaharda said to me that ihachi, if that's true, that Rabbi Akiva is Maida, then in a case where the guy, where the Eved already expressed interest, and he was about to convert, he got cold feet once he saw the knife, so then if that's true that Rabbi Akiva agrees in such a case, that you're allowed to hold on to such an Eved, so then, ki amar le Rabbi Akiva, b'lekeach Eved ben ashmashais, when Rabbi Akiva had to answer up for the pasuk which says, v'yinafesh ben amascha, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, but there's a pasuk which describes having an Eved aro, it says v'yinafesh ben amascha, so you see a person's allowed to have an Eved that's an aro, and Rabbi Akiva answered that, oh yeah, the pasuk's describing a person who bought an Eved right before Shabbos, he didn't have time to give him a bris milah, asked Rabbi Zvid min Arda, l'shani leha, why didn't he just answer him like this, that we're talking about a case, the pasuk's discussing a case, where the Eved already showed interest in converting, and then he got cold feet, and in such a case, Rabbi Akiva agrees that you're allowed to hold on to him. Why did he have to make an ukimta? That we're talking about where you bought the Eved right before Shabbos, say this ukimta, make it talking about this type of case where a person where the Eved had already showed interest. So says the Gemara in Echanami, Chada Mitrei Tami Kamar. That Rabbi Akiva could have answered like this. And he said the different terutzim. They're both good terutzim. It's not like one is better than the next. They're both valid terutzim. And he said one out of two terutzim. But in Echanami, this would have been a second terutz. Says the Gemara Veiter, that Shalach Ravin Mishmed Rabbi Lai, Ravin sent the following halacha in the name of Rabbi Lai, V'chol Rabbeisai Amru Li Mishmai. And he said that also all my Rebbeim say this over in the name of Rabbi Lai. That Ezu Hu Eved Arul Shemotu Lekaimon, What's an Eved Aro that a person's allowed to hold on to? Zeshalakhu Rabbi Almina Shalayla Mailai. If the master purchased the Eved and he made it al Tanai that he's not going to give him a bris mila, meaning it was built into the contract when Reuven bought the Eved, that this Eved is not going to go through and be Mekai Mitzvahs. He's not going to go through with mila and Bekai Chayva Mitzvahs. He's not going to go through that whole process. So such an Eved, even if he doesn't want to get a bris mila, a person, Reuven would be allowed to keep him. Now, Amru Rabbanan Kamed Rapapa, the Rabbanan said over this Memra in front of Rapapa, and they said over that Luchaira command like Rabbi Akiva, that this Memra would not fit like Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva Ha'amar Imekaimin, because Rabbi Akiva Shita is that you're not allowed to have an Eved that doesn't want to go through with Mila. However, Amar Lu Rapapa, Rapapa said to them that no, not so fast. Afilu Tema Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva might agree to this Memra, he might agree to this Halacha, because Hani Mili, this Rabbi Akiva said, a person is not allowed to have an Eved that won't go through with Mila, I could tell you that Hani Mili Heicha Delay Asne Behedya, that's only, or Behadeh, that's only if a person didn't make a Tanai with the Eved. Aval Heicha De Asne Asne. But if a person made a Tanai in the contract when he bought the Eved, that a Tanai in the contract was that he's not going to convert, he's not going to go through with Mila, so then a person could make such a Tanai, he's allowed to purchase an Eved in such a way. And Rabbi Akiva would agree that in such a case, a person can have an Eved that's an Arul. So Amr of Kahana, Rav Kahana said over that Amrisa Lishmaitza Kamed Rav Zvid Midaharda. Again, I said over this Memra, this Shaklavataria, this Chiluk, that if you make a Tanai, even Rabbi Akiva agrees. I said this over in front of Rav Zvid Midaharda, of Amarle, and Rav Zvid said that Yahachi, if so, if that Chiluk is true, so then Ki Amarle Rabbi Akiva, Bolekeach Eved Ben Ashmasha, is Lahispik Lemula, Lishni Leha. When Rabbi Akiva had to answer for the pasuk of Yunafish ben Amascha, how is it possible for a person to have an Eved that's an Aral? And he answered, oh, that we're talking about a case where a person bought the Eved right before Shabbos and he didn't have time to give him a bris mila. Why didn't he just answer like this, that we're talking about a case where the master purchased the Eved and built into the contract was that the Eved was not going to convert? So says the Gemara back, Dinachanami, who tameich, even according to you, according to your question, l'shani lehach, why didn't we say the other teretz about paskal amilse? Eloch, chami trei, utlas tameika amar, but we'll have to say is that Dinachanami, there are other terutzim, and Rabbi Akiva was only saying one teretz, but Dinachanami, there are other terutzim. He could have said like that it was talking about a case of paskal amilse, and he could have also said that we're talking about a case where he made a tanai with the Eved when he purchased him, it was built into the contract that he wasn't going to convert. But Yerachanami, that Rabbi Akiva could have said that, and he only said one teretz. Says the Gemara Veiter, that Yasev, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, these three Gedolim, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, were sitting, Akila de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, on the porch of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yasvi Vika'amri, and they were sitting and they were discussing the following halacha, that Ir Achas Haisa Be'eret Yisrael, they said over, Amaisa Shaya, that there was a city in Eret Yisrael, and all the avadim in that city, they went on strike, and they said, none of us are doing bris mila. The city apparently, seems like all around the same time period, there was a bunch of people there, a bunch of yidden that had bought avadim, avde kananim, and all the avadim decided together, they're gonna go on strike, none of us are doing bris mila. The Gilgului Mahem Ad Shneimasar Chaydash. So they tried to convince them for 12 months. It seems like at first they had an interest, but then all of them decided, once they saw the knives, they all decided together they're not going through with it. So for 12 months, the city tried to work with them. The Yidden in the city tried to work with them to convince them to go through. And Lamaisa, it didn't work. So V'chazru Machrum La'evdi Kechavim. So they went and sold these Avadim to Goyim. They sold them back to Goyim. So Keman, who is this Brisa going like? It's Kiaitana. It's going like the following Brisa that we quoted already before. The Tanya we learned in the Brisa. Then Halakeach Eved. And if a person buys an Eved from a guy, and the Eved doesn't want to go through with the Mila, so we try to work with him for 12 months to convince him to do the Mila. If after 12 months the Eved still doesn't want to go through with the Mila, so then we sell him back to a guy. So this Maisa Shahaya was going like this Tana. However, there's a Tana that's Chaylik. The Braisa continues that Rav Shimon ben Elazar right there, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is Chaylik. He says that in Eretz Yisrael, in Mashin Isai be Eretz Yisrael, you don't hold on to a guy for 12 months that doesn't want to go through a Mila in Eretz Yisrael. If he doesn't want to convert, you do not hold on to him. Why not? So Rashi explains, because they were, Chazal were Geizer a Tumah on Goyim. Goyim have the Tumah, they're Tameh like a Zav. Midorabanan, they have Tumah. So says the Braisa, says Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because they were Geizer Tumah on Goyim, so we don't want to hold on to an Eved that doesn't want to do a Bris Milah, it doesn't want to convert. V'bnei Hefse Tahareis, because there's a lot of Tahareis in Eretz Yisrael. And we don't want one of these avadim to touch things and to be matame things. So because of hefset taris, so therefore we don't hold on to an eved kanani. We don't do this thing of holding on to him for 12 months. Ubiir, and says the Braisa now another halacha that ubiir asmucha lesaper. If you have a city that's next to a border city, meaning if you have a gaiusha city that's right next to a border city of Eretz Yisrael, so also in such a city ein mashin oisoi kol ikar. In such a city, we don't hold on to a guy at all. We don't hold on to him for 12 months to try to convince him. There, it's a different reason. He's not in Eretz Yisrael. He's technically in Chutz La'aretz. But there's a different reason that we don't want to hold on to him, because being that he's very close to Eretz Yisrael, he's right by the border city. So Shema Yishma Davar, maybe he'll hear. He'll hear some things going on in Eretz Yisrael by the Yidden. The Yelech, the Yomer, the Chaveri, they could have him, and he'll go and he'll be a spy, and he'll tell the Goyim that live around, and they'll be able to hurt us. So because of that, we don't wanna breed Goyim right outside Eretz Yisrael. It could be dangerous for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara Veiter, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Chananya Benoy Yisher Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chananya, the son of Rabbi Gamliel, said that Vemnei Ma Gebrim Bizman Azeh Mu'unin V'Yisurin Ba'in Aleihem. So he made an observation. Rabbi Chananya Benoy Yisher Rabbi Gamliel made an observation. He said, if you look around town, so you'll notice that Gebrim nowadays, they often suffer, they're Mu'unin, V'Yisurin Ba'in Aleihem, and they face a lot of Yisurin. What's the pshat? Why is it that Gerim nowadays seem to suffer a lot? You think that they're big tzaddikim? They didn't have to be Yidden. They didn't have to live their life as Tyredika Yidden. And this is what they chose to do. They're big tzaddikim. So why is it that we find that Gerim seem to be suffering a lot nowadays? That was his observation. So he said a reason, and we'll see the Gemara brings a few different possibilities. Said Rabbi Chananya, B'noi Shar B'Gamliel, it's Mebnei Shulaykimu Sheva Mitzvah Spinei Nayach. It's because when they were living as Goyim, they weren't Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvah Spinei Nayach. So while they were Goyim, it seems like Hashem wasn't going to punish them, or at least not punish them in this world. Now that they became Yidden, Hagufa, maybe because they're such Tzaddikim, so Hashem wants to punish them in this world, so that He could give them ultimate reward in the world to come. So therefore, Hashem punishes them now, once they become Gerim, for not fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvahs while they were Goyim. That was his pshat. Rabbi Yaisi says a different pshat, and he has a kasha on this first pshat. He says that it doesn't make sense to say that they're being punished for the Sheva Mitzvahs that they didn't keep while they were Goyim, because Gershon is Geyer, Kakaton Shanaila Dami. He's not that person anymore. He's not the same person from when he was a guy. He's a new person. He's like a Kakaton Shanaila. And being that he's like a katan shenaylad, so it doesn't make sense that he'd still be punished for the things that he did as a guy. Ella says, Rabbi Yaisi, what's the reason why they suffer? It's b'mneimam u'unin. Why are they suffering? L'fi she'ein b'kiyem b'dikduke mitzvah ki Yisrael. It's because, it's hard to understand, it's not their fault, but l'maisa gerim, so they don't learn everything right away. And Mela, they're not as bekin in the diktuke mitzvahs, in the details of the mitzvahs. They're not as knowledgeable, like regular Yidden, like a Yisrael that was born in Yisrael. And Mela, so that's why they're being punished, because they're not keeping these details of the mitzvahs. Abachanan Oimer, Meshum Rabbi Lazar, the Abachanan says a different pshat, the name of Rabbi Lazar, perhaps even more difficult to understand. He says a general statement that Gerim serve Hashem. They do it. They don't do it out of love. They do it out of fear. Okay, hard to generalize like that. But that's what Abba Chanan said. Acherim says a different pshat. Also interesting pshat. He says the Achirim say that the reason why they're being punished is because they delayed for so long in becoming Gerim. Meaning it's true, they did a very righteous thing by becoming a Ger. Why didn't he do it last year? Why didn't he do it earlier? So because he should have done it earlier, so that's why he's being punished. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that in a moment. So that's why he says that's why they suffer, is because they're being punished for delaying their Gerus. They should have converted earlier in life. Am Rabbi Avayu v'tem Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Avayu says, some say it was Rabbi Chanina who said, that my kra, where do you see from the Torah, where do you see from Tanakh, that there's this Indian to convert quicker? Because the Pasuk says that Boaz tells Rus, after she converts, that she says to her, that Yishalim Hashem pa'olcha, pa'aleich, usihi maskurteich shalema mi'im Hashem, that Hashem should reward you greatly, Elokei Yisrael, asher baso lachsais v'goymer, because you are baso lachsais, you are baso lachsais tachas knafav, that because you came right away, baso Rashi says, shemihartav, lo yicharta, that you came right away, because you came so fast, because you hurried into it, so therefore Hashem should reward you. So you see from here a concept that if that there's a reward for coming for converting fast. So the Gemara is saying the opposite, that there's also punishment, there's Yisurin that come on a ger for delaying his ger, that he should have converted earlier. So the Chida explains that what's the pshat, that a ger should have converted earlier. What chiv did he have to convert earlier? The Chida says a Yisai that we mentioned in before. The Chida is in Midbar Kedemos, Arachas Gimel. So he says over there that the reason why Gerim are punished because they should have converted earlier is because, like we mentioned in the past, that really a Ger, his neshama really was there by Maimon Har Sinai. A Ger, really, the Chida says also that that's why Chazal used an expression that Ger Shen is Gayer, Kekaton Shenoy Ladami. And the Chida asks, why is he called a Ger Shen is Gayer? There's never been in the history of the world a Ger that converted. If he's a Ger, so then he already did convert. You can't have a Ger who converts. A Goy could convert. You can have a Goy Shen is Gayer. Why do Chazal describe the guy who converts as a ger shenis gayer? Well, chayra, he's a guy shenis gayer. He's not a ger shenis gayer. Says the Chida, the reason why he's called a ger shenis gayer is because really his neshama was there, at least part of his neshama was there by Maimon Har Sinai, and it was just a matter of time until he tapped into this MS where he realized to convert. So says the Chida, the same Yisai, that that's why he could be held accountable for not converting earlier, because it's not something just new that he just decided on his own to convert. It's really, he was really chosen already before this. He was handpicked before this. He already has a neshama of a ger even before this. So it was just a matter of time until he tapped into it, until he became the ger. Mamele, he could be punished for not converting earlier.